این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth. Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar. A good many women who have reached a level of freedom and education in Iran are afraid that they will be forced to return a reactionary religious regime. What have you to say to put their minds at ease? Imam replies, Islam has given women freedom. It is this government and this Shah that have deprived them of freedom and have restricted them in every aspect. January 5th, 1979.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. This is your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi. We are with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the search of Islam in this program. The part of the speech that we have today, in this part Imam Khomeini has said that we want Islam to rule and Islamic decrees to be implemented in this country. Now, we know that Imam Khomeini was the leader of Islamic revolution and he overthrown the kingdom of the Pahlavi family, and therefore he took over with the revolution. When he had the country in his hands, he said that we want Islam to rule and Islamic decrees to be implemented in this country. Means that no matter whoever comes, he must follow the Islamic rule. He must implement the Islamic decrees. He must be the one who thinks about Islam, who gives importance to the Islam. In his life, the Islam has a big role, basically, in his character, in his life, in his leadership. So basically, no matter whether it is the Imam Khomeini himself or someone else, the main point is, in this country, the revolution was done in order to have the Islamic decrees, in order to have Islam, and in order to have the ruling of Islam over this country. Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu country which has the Islamic ruling in it, it must have justice in it, because according to the teachings of the Quran emphasizes on the justice for everyone. And this is what Islam actually is about. We can see there are many Islamic countries, many, many Islamic countries like in the East, but they do not have Islam ruling those countries. But still, there is a dictatorship, there is a capitalism, there is other kinds of system that are ruling those countries. Islam is not ruling. Yes, the ruler may be the Islamic. The president or the ruler or the king may look someone who is a Muslim, but it is not Islam. Therefore, Imam, in the very first days of the revolution, has emphasized that, remember, that if you do revolution, if you are a Muslim, let Islam rule the country, not the people. Because if people will rule without following the Islamic rules or decrees, then obviously there will be injustice, there will be the problems that we can see in today's world. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day. every night and every day.